Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Welcome, welcome, and welcome today to our program. I'll be talking about the habits of happiness. Happiness is something that we all seek to achieve and have in our lives. And there are certain things we can do, certain habits that we can create to help us get there. But before I talk about the habits of happiness, just want to recap our last podcast when we talked about being present. Last week when we talked about being present, we talked about some things that we can do to help us be present and mindful. And if you recall, some of them were meditation, taking walks, being in the moment. And those things that we do to help us be mindful and present are also things that we can do to help us be happy. And so we'll talk more about that after I share the crystal for today. The crystal for today is: happiness is an active activity that must engage your mind and body to achieve. So we'll explore that more as we talk about happiness, how to be happy, and just how to enjoy our lives. So as I get into our topic for today, the habits of happiness, I just want you to think about a time when you felt happy. I know for me, I feel happy when I am out with family or friends. Often if I'm on vacation, you know, not at work, or at least have a day off where I can do what I want to do. Those are the days that I tend to be most happy. And the reason I think I'm more happy is because I'm doing things that I love, enjoy, with people I love and enjoy. What are some things that you do to make you happy or help you have happiness? And then on the other end, some people feel like they aren't happy, that they aren't happy with their lives, that they aren't depressed, that they're depressed. If you're one of those people and you feel like happiness eludes you and it's so hard to achieve, just know that it's actually a lot easier to get into those happy feelings than you think it is. It's closer than it feels. So let's talk about some of the things that can help us achieve happiness, the feeling of happiness. Now, we'll like to put out that disclaimer that we are not going to be happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just really utterly impossible. Things in your life will happen that are beyond our control, where we, you know, we'll have challenges, hard shifts, or dealing with others that, you know, may bring us down. So happiness is a feeling that we can achieve on a regular basis and be there, but it's not going to be all of the time. So that's just my disclaimer out there. And all of you who've lived more than a few years on this earth know that happiness is great and that we will achieve it and be there, but it will not be there all the time. So that's the disclaimer, but these tips and tricks can help you live in the space of happiness more often than not. So some of the things that people do for happiness are quite simple, honestly. And I kind of mentioned it when I started the podcast and recapped last week. Things like exercising, meditation, being present are all things that can help us be happy. But the trick of doing this is that you have to be consistent with it. So there are habits that we must form in order to help us achieve happiness. And most of these habits are things that we do on a regular basis. Some we may do sporadically. But if we just take the little extra effort to focus and be consistent on these habits, then that can go a long way for being happy. Remember, small changes in your life can amount to big gains in improving your mood. So the first one is exercising. And as I mentioned, that I like to walk. It doesn't have to be hour-long HIIT circuit program exercising. Honestly, if you just get your body moving, that will go a long way. And get your body moving on a regular basis. So for me, I like to walk. Walking is one way that I like to get my body moving and help me feel good and happy. So if it's an activity that you like, it could be gardening, could be dancing, some type of movement, some type of exercise. Some people do like going to the gym. If you like that and love that, great. That's something that can actually help improve your mood. Moving your body, getting it going, is one way to help improve your mood and help you be more happy on a regular basis. And that just reminds me of our crystal for today. Happiness is an active activity that must engage your mind and body to achieve. So the sedentary lifestyle is one that actually precludes us from being happy. Just being seated in one place, not moving around. So get up and move. That's my first habit for happiness. The second habit for happiness is sleep. Like I said, y'all, these are pretty basic. It's just that we have to do them on a consistent basis. Now, everybody needs a different amount of sleep, but on average, 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night would definitely help improve your mood and help you feel happier and well-rested on a daily basis. So these are simple techniques. Exercising, getting good sleep can all go a long way to being more happy each day. The next one talked about before in a podcast is gratitude. If you just think about the things and be in the moment, use the mindfulness techniques to be in the moment and think about the things that you are grateful for, that can also help improve your mood, improve happiness. And if you do it on a more consistent basis, you'll feel more consistently happy. So gratitude can be really simple. I'm thankful for the trees that are whistling in the wind as I look at them. Thankful for the cat that I have as a pet. Thankful for my family, my spouse, my kids. Gratitude is a way to really help improve and lift your mood. If you're in a down space and you're not happy, but you start thinking about your pet and how they're just so cute and how you're so thankful for them, that can help lift your mood. So if you think about something that you're grateful for, you know, every morning, every night, at least on a daily basis, that will help. So we've said thus far, we've said exercising, meditation, gratitude can all help lift your mood and help you be happy on more of a consistent basis. Oh, and sleep are the ones that I just said. I just forecast that meditation is another one. So meditation is another way to help increase happiness, improve your mood, help you be more grounded. This is one we also talked about for the mindfulness podcast. But meditations, don't get scared off by the word. They can be short, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You can Google or YouTube or use some of the meditation apps to help you get started. And there are guided meditations where people talk and tell you exactly what to do. Close your eyes, take deep breaths, feel your fingers and your toes. It's all to help you get into the moment and be present into your body. So that's another one that if you do on a regular basis can help improve your mood and help you be happy. Like I said, y'all, happiness is more about habits and activities that you do to help you get in that space. It's not just an elusive feeling that you get every once in a while. You can have it more often. A few other habits that are basic and good to try: eating habits. One, make sure you eat. For those people who don't eat, and eat regularly. Make sure you're eating, and then go the next level and make sure you're eating whole and healthy food. So eating is another habit. Habit number six is very simple as well. Smile. So if you're just, you know, passing by someone, give them a smile. If you're looking in the mirror, give yourself a smile. Smiling, just the act of changing your facial expression, can help you feel better and uplift you. It's almost like laughing. I mean, if you start laughing, you automatically feel a little bit better. So smile. Smile at others, smile at yourself, and do it more often. The next habit is breathing. Just the sheer act of taking a few deep breaths in and out can help you just feel better, more calm, and lift your mood. So breathing, another very basic activity, can help. And a good time to do breathing, if you combine that with meditation. Usually if you do meditation or you're listening to one of the guided meditations, they'll really emphasize breathing and your breath. And that's a good time to really get into breathing and relaxing your body. So another activity that you can do to help improve your mood is listen to or be around positive people. So your circle, think about the circle of people that you're around. Are they always complaining? Are they always in a bad mood? Change that. Try to spend time around more positive people. And if you don't have more positive people to be around, you can also listen to podcasts that are positive and sharing positive information. You can listen to talks that are positive, that are giving you advice on how to, you know, improve, grow, things that you're drawn to that are positive. Try to listen to something positive or be around positive people. That will help to lift your mood. And then I'll say, work on the things that you're good at. If you have a gift, you like to sing, sing more. If you, are an accountant and you like your job, really get into that. Try to do more of what you're good at and less of what you're not good at. Now, there are, you know, things that you just have to do that you may not be good at. But try not, you don't have to focus on getting a whole new career or a whole new skill if you're not good at it and you don't like it. Try to focus on something that you're good at, that you like, and do more of that. And it could be a hobby as well. It doesn't have to be in your career or your job. It could be a hobby. Do more of that and you'll feel better. You'll feel good. And then the final tip that I have is focus on what you can control. You know, there's a lot of things that we cannot control. We do not control. But when you focus on what you can control, that'll also help you feel better because you can get a plan for what you can control and change that. So those are some of the habits of happiness that we can all do. Like I said, many are very simple, and a small change can amount to a big gain in improving your mood. Now I'm going to go through the habits again, but when I go through them, think about the top three that you may be interested in doing, because my list is 10 habits. So think of the top three that you might be interested in doing, and then focus on those top three to really incorporate into your life consistently and regularly, and then you'll see the shift and change in your mood. So the first habit that I said was exercising. And remember, it doesn't have to be big, grandiose hour, 2 hour long session. Just get your body moving for, you know, 10, 15 minutes a day, doing something that you enjoy doing as far as exercise. Two, meditation. Once again, 10, 15 minutes a day is all that it'll take to help you improve your mood. And meditation actually doesn't even have to be daily. You could do it a few times a week. Three, sleep. Shoot for that 6 to 8 hours a night. and that will help you. Number four, gratitude. Be thankful for all that you have, the little things and the big things. Number five, eating. Be sure to eat consistently and regularly, whole and whole foods, healthy foods. Six, smile. Smile at others, smile at yourself. Just smile, that will help lift your mood. Seven, breathing. Sounds very simple, but remember to take deep breaths. If you compare that with meditation, you'll really work on your breathing. Eight, listen to or be around positive people. Try to surround yourself with positive people or listen to positive podcasts and talks. Nine, work on things that you're good at, things that you like. Try to incorporate that into your day daily or at least weekly. And 10, focus on what you can control. Many things, most things around us, we can't control, but there are many that you can control. So focus on those. So that's the 10 habits of happiness. I hope that you pick your top three to get started and trying to do regularly and consistently. And then I just want to end also with reminding you that the crystal for the day is happiness is an active activity that must engage your mind and body to achieve. So let's work on engaging our mind and body so that we can achieve happiness regularly, consistently, and more abundantly in our lives. I'd like to thank you for listening to me today, the Reimagine Success Podcast, and I'm Melanie Crystal.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.